So today we will discuss the poem Mascara by Meena Kandaswamy. She is an Indian poet, fiction writer, translator and also an activist from Chennai. Then two major collections of poetry. One is Touch in 2006 and next is Miss Milton Scene 2010. She began poetry writing at the age of 17. And also we translated various books by Dalit writers. And she has a doctorate of philosophy in sociolinguistics from Anna University. And mostly her writing focuses on caste annihilation, feminism and linguistic identity. And in her book Miss Militancy, she adopts an anti-caste and feminist lens to retell Hindu and Tamil myths. To quote Meena, "My poetry is naked, my poetry is in tears, my poetry screams in anger, my poetry writhes in pain, my poetry smells of blood, my poetry salutes sacrifice, my poetry speaks like my people, my poetry speaks for my people." She has also co-authored a biography of Ayyangkali. Name of the book is Ayyangkali, Dalit Leader of Organic Protest. And her major novels were The Gypsy Goddess, then When I Hit You, and also Exquisite Cadavers. She has also translated the third book of Thirukkural, namely The Book of Desire. And she also focuses on these marginalized groups, such as Dalit women, then gender and caste discrimination. And this poem, Mascara, is from her collection, Touch. Coming to the poem, Mascara. The last thing she does before she gets ready to die, once more of violation, she applies the mascara. Always in that last and solemn moment, the call girl hesitates. With eye-catching eyes, she stops to shudder. Maybe the dyed eyes mourn her body's sins. Mascara, it serves to tell her that long buried hazy dreams of a virgin soul have dark outlines. Silently she cries. Her tears are black, like her, somewhere long ago in an untraceable, mangled, matrilineal family tree of temple prostitutes, her solace was sought. It has happened for centuries. Empty consolations soothe violated bodies. Sex clings to her Devadasi skin. Assumed superficialities don't wear off. Deliverance doesn't arrive. Unknown legacies of love made to gods haven't been ceremoniously accounted as karma. But still she prays. Her prayer words desperately provoke answers. Fighting her case. Providence lost his pride. Her helplessness doesn't seduce the gods, and they too never learn the depth of her dreams. She believes cosmetics were once war paints. She awaits their resurrection. So before coming to the poem, you have to know something about this Devadasi system in India. Usually, mainly it's centered on southern part of India. And this Devadasi is a Sanskrit term which means servant of Deva or God. Actually, this religious practice, a girl is offered to or dedicated to a deity before puberty period. And she is considered as she has married to that special god. Also, they wear Mangal Sutra and also called as Suhagan. They were eternally married, and they have a respectable status in the society, and they took part in all the activities in the temple. They usually dance, sing, they teach dance and music, and it was a part of that tradition. And also they were considered as respected members of the society. So that system changed when these Mughal rulers and Europeans reached India. They misunderstood this system and they thought that it's a purpose of entertainment for rich people that these devadasis usually sing and dance in the temple, inside the temple. And it became more worse when there was a total destruction of temples and their status was degraded in the society. So for financial assistance, they have to approach the rich people, and they misused these devadasis, and their status was also lowered. And if a girl child was born to this devadasi, that child should also be they too dedicate their whole life to the temple. And when their status were degraded, they were forced to or they were exploited by the rich and powerful people in the society, and gradually they became the status of prostitutes. And so many laws were enacted. In 1934, Bombay Devadasi Protection Act, and also in 1947, the Madras Devadasi Act, and in 1988, the whole system was completely outlawed all over India. She also wrote one long essay, The Orders Were to Rape You. It writes about growing up during the Sri Lankan Civil War. So you all know about mascara. So we are using mascara to increase the beauty of our eyes. So here we will look why she is using mascara. So to begin with, the last thing she does before she gets ready to die, once more of violation, she applies the mascara. So actually here the author is a prostitute, or she is telling, whenever she approaches the client, the moment she goes, and the last thing she does is applying mascara to her dead eyes to make it more lively. So the last thing she does before she gets ready to once more ready to die, that is, he is doing since one day after day. He is approaching various clients, and spiritually or mentally she has already died, to make or to give her life she is applying mascara to her eyes. Of violation she applies the mascara. So she is violating the mental purity or the innocence of her body. And each time whenever she approaches the man, or whenever she visits a man, she is applying mascara to her, applying mascara in her eyes to make it more beautiful or to make it more lively, because she has already died in her, or spiritually she has already died. So always in that last and solemn moment, the call girl hesitates. So that last moment, the author is always confused, or that girl is always confused whether she should does this thing, or whether she should go for that job. So always she is confused of that last moment. So whenever she is about to go, the last thing she does is applying mascara, giving a dark outline to her eyes to make it more lively, to make it more beautiful, and to it seems to be she was more beautiful in her life. So with eye catching eyes, she stops to shudder. Maybe the dyed eyes mourn her body's sins. With eye catching eyes, the physical eye is catching with the inner soul of her body. Both eyes are catching. Or spiritually, she has already gone. So physically, she is doing various sins to her body to make her life to move on. So with eye-catching eyes, she stops to shudder. Maybe the dyed eyes mourn her body's sins. The eyes were already dyed. It lost its life because Her life is totally shattered. She has already, her dreams were already died. She has no other way, no other beautiful life. Her dreams are there in her mind. So everything has ended. So to make it more lively, the last thing she does to her sinful body is applying mascara to her eyes to make it more beautiful or make it more lively. Mascara, it serves to tell her that long buried hasty dreams of a virgin soul have dark outlines. So once it was there, she too was a beautiful girl or a beautiful woman. She has beautiful dreams. She wants to live like any other societal woman. She wants a good status in the society. But everything has lost now. All the dreams were buried. She is a Devadasi now. They are wives to the God, or considered as wives to God, eternally married. But now their position is degraded in the society. They were supposed to assist the rich people in the, or they become the mistress of the rich or powerful people in the society. So mascara, what is the role of mascara in her life? It serves to tell her that long buried hasty dreams, the beautiful dreams of her lives, have already buried inside the mind. So only the physical body is there, that of a virgin soul have dark outlines, the dreams of that soul, virgin soul. So she is internally, she is virgin, she is pure, she has dreams, she wants to have a beautiful life, but physically she has lost all her dreams. She is doing sin after sin. So this mortal body seems to be alive. So for that I am applying mascara. I am darkening the whole dream. I am applying that dark lines for the whole life, because my life has lost, my dreams are lost, everything is buried inside me. So I am underlining all those dreams, that lost dreams. It has come to an end. So everything is over. So mascara, it serves to tell her that long buried hazy dreams of a virgin soul have dark outlines. So the beautiful life that she wants to, that's her wish, so it will never be fulfilled, because it is underlined or it has dark outlines. It never won't be fulfilled. Silently she cries, her tears are black like her. So silently she is crying inside, because all her dreams are buried. She has no beautiful life. She is having a Devadasi system of life. So all the beautiful dreams, all the colors of her life are buried inside, and it is darkened through the lines of mascara. Her life become dark, her tears are dark, and she too is dark. So everything is dark or black, because she lost all the colorful vibes of her life. So mascara, it serves to tell her that long buried hazy dreams of a virgin soul have dark outlines. Silently she cries, her tears are black like her. So silently she is crying inside, because she has lost the colors of her life, and the tears are also black. It shows the pain of her body and mind. Somewhere long ago, in an untraceable, mangled, matrilineal family tree of temple prostitutes, her solace was sought. She doesn't know about her origin. Somewhere long ago, she was there in that family tree. She was a part of that Devadasi. Maybe her mother was part of that Devadasi system, and she too was forced to join that system, and the system is still continuing. So somewhere long ago, in an untraceable, mangled matrilineal family tree. So the lineage is not able to be traced. of temple prostitutes, her solace was sought. So she's there in that temple. She is a Devadasi in the temple, and at present she is having a very sinful life. Spiritually, she is dead inside. All the colors of her life are buried, and it was underlined by the dark lines of mascara. Her life is also dark lined. It has happened for centuries. Empty consolation soothe violated bodies. So it's following throughout the centuries. Some people are soothing us that it will end and we will be saved, but it is all, they are all empty consolations. Our bodies are violated, our bodies are buried, our bodies are physically tortured. Sex clings to her Devadasi skin. Assumed superficialities don't wear off. Deliverance doesn't arrive. Unknown legacies of love made to gods having been ceremoniously accounted as karma. So at present, the Devadasis are forced to do sex with the rich or the powerful men in the society. Then only they can live their life. So sex clings to her Devadasi skin. Assumed superficialities don't wear off. Deliverance doesn't arrive. So we were assumed that we were the wife of, or we are devoted to the God, and we are considered as a Sukhagin or married eternally, and we are living our whole life to God. These are all assumed superficialities. At present, that respected status has already gone. So after the Britishers, ours, and also after this destruction of temples, a lot of things changed, and we are degraded in the society, and we are forced to do sex to make our life. Our status was spoiled in the society. So that assumed superficialities don't wear off. Deliverance doesn't arrive. We were not liberated or saved by these gods. Actually, we are dedicating. It is said that we are Devadasis. We are assisting. We are servants to God. But we are not liberated in our lives. Unknown legacies of love made to gods. These are all unknown legacies. We don't know its origin. Maybe years ago, it has some other challenges or some other meaning. But at present, we are misused by the rich and powerful in the society. We are tied to that old tradition and legacies which was followed throughout the centuries. At present, the situation is very worse. Unknown legacies of love made to gods. We don't know the exact reason why this system has started. The system has started as we are Devadasis, that is, we are serving our whole life to God. But at present, instead of gods, our life were misused by the rich and powerful in the society. So we doesn't know the unknown legacies. We are unaware of that legacies. It having been ceremoniously accounted as karma, it never became in the form of karma. So in the last years, so it doesn't account. The fruit of our karma will be good. If we do good deeds, in the eyes of God, we are good. So it doesn't account as our karma. It having been ceremoniously accounted as karma. Actually, we are Devadasis. We are assumed as we are serving the God. But it is not happening nowadays. Sex clings to her Devadasi skin. Assumed superficialities don't wear off. Deliverance doesn't arrive. Unknown legacies of love made to gods, having been ceremoniously accounted as karma. We can't say all these things as our karma because we are forced to do all these things. But still she prays. Her prayer words desperately provoke answers. Fighting her case, Providence lost his pride. Her helplessness doesn't seduce the gods, and they too never learn the depth of her dreams. But though they were degraded and misused by the various in the societies, till now she prays for a beautiful life. a colorful life. She wants to, or she wished to, be a respectable one in the society. But still she prays. Her prayer words desperately provoke answers. She is asking various questions to God, and it creates various answers. Fighting her case, Providence lost his pride. Her helplessness doesn't seduce the gods, and they too never learn the depth of her dreams. So we lost the providence of the God, and her helplessness doesn't seduce the gods. The gods even doesn't interfere in our case. We are totally destroyed by the society. We are completely alone in the society. We are degraded in their society. God is not able to even help us. We can't come out of this treacherous situation. Her helplessness doesn't seduce the gods, and they too never learn the depth of her dreams. And these gods, who are considered as our masters, they doesn't even know the depth of our dreams, how far we are wandering, or we are craving for a beautiful life, for a respected life, a position in the society. So the depth of our dreams are unaware for the gods also. So, but still she prays. Her prayer words desperately provoke answers. Fighting her case, Providence lost his pride. Her helplessness doesn't seduce the gods, and they too never learn the depth of her dreams. So we are completely alone in this world. Nobody is there to help us, not even the gods. And these gods doesn't know the depth of our dreams, the value of our life. And they don't even know that we are physically tortured by this society. So, but still we are praying for a colorful life. We want to be saved, or we wish to be saved. She believes cosmetics were once war paints. She awaits their resurrection. So she still has beliefs in herself. Cosmetics were once. So these cosmetics, or the various roles in our life, or the color of our life, they are war paints. We are warring against all these attitudes. Internally, we are fighting towards all these. And finally, we will arouse. And she awaits their resurrection. And one day, surely, we will be resurrected from all these situations, from all these negative aspects. All the colors of this life will come back to me, and surely we will be resurrected from this Devadasi system. And mostly these women from a known Brahmin and Dalit caste, they were forced to become Devadasis in the temple. And here the poet ironically comments that they are doing supposed to do services to gods, but now it doesn't account as their karma, because one is according to karma, one is rewarded for their virtuous acts. So once again, the poem: the last thing she does before she gets ready to die, once more of violation, she applies the mascara. So the last things she does to her body when she is about to do a sin is applying mascara to her lies. Symbolically, she is applying that dark underline or darkening all the dreams of her life. That is, she is about to do a sin to her body. Always in that last and solemn moment, the call girl hesitates. She is confused in that moment whether she is able to liberate or resurrected from this sinful situation, or whether she will be continued throughout her life in this path. With eye-catching eyes, she stops to shudder. Maybe the dyed eyes mourn her body's sins. Maybe the eyes, these eyes are always, these eyes have already dead. To give life to her eyes, she is applying mascara to her lives. giving a new life to her body and mind, and she is always confused in that last moment. And with catching eyes with mind and body, the confusion between the mind and body, she always stops to shudder, and the dies mourn her body's sins, and he is always mournful in her body's sins, because suppose they are supposed to serve the gods, but actually now they are forced to do sins to their own body. Mascara, it serves to tell her that long buried hazy dreams of a virgin soul have dark outlines. Our virgin souls, the beauty, the beautiful dreams of the virgin soul are darkened by this mascara, or darkened by this society. So by applying mascara, she is actually controlling her mind, or actually she feels dead inside. She wants to give life to her eyes because she has already dead, and she is doing sins to her body. Silently she cries, her tears are black like her. So silently she is crying about the present situation, that she is doing sins to her body. It may be counted as her karma, but we are supposed to serve the deity or to worship the god. Somewhere long ago, in an untraceable mangled matrilineal family tree of temple prostitute, her solace was sought. It has happened for centuries. Empty consolation soothe violated bodies. So these violated bodies are soothed by empty consolations of some other people, and these legacies were untraceable. But still she prays. Her prayer words desperately provoke answers fighting her case. So it is creating various answers to support that system. Providence lost his pride. Her helplessness doesn't seduce the gods, and they too never learn the depth of her dreams. She believes cosmetics were once war paints. She awaits their resurrections. Maybe these cosmetics or these colors should resurrect her from this treacherous life. When she dons the mascara, the heavens have heard her whisper, Kali, you wear this too. So whenever she is applying mascara in her eyes, the gods in the heaven is hearing the whisper of her mind, saying the dreams of her soul, Kali, you wear this too. Representing, she should emerge as the goddess Kali, want to destruct the whole world, and she needs a resurrection. It should be done by these colors of this cosmetics. She believes cosmetics were once war paints, and we have to war ourselves. We wish to be resurrected from this situation, so we have to do, or we have to resurrect ourselves. So when she dons the mascara, the heavens had heard her whisper, Kali, you wear this too. You wear also in this position, and I too is representing your position to resurrect or end this system. I too want to be, or wish to be, resurrected. And this poem was first published in Indian Horizons.